You were just talking, Loz, to Dick Fane about the assistant coach for the New England Patriots actually leaving and not making any difference whatsoever because you still had the head coach there in Bill Belichick. Well, we've had the sacking of Stephen Larkin, the assistant coach to Michael Checker for the Wallabies. He's the attack coach, quite clearly. Not going so well. This has been rumoured for quite some time, but he's been shifted sideways now. He's no longer the assistant coach or the attack coach of the Wallabies, but he goes into head office. Matt Burke, a former Wallaby, joins us. G'day, Burkey.
Good morning, TK. Loz, how are you, boys? You well?
Yeah.
Going very, very well, mate. Now, was this surprising news for you, mate, or did you think it was going to happen?
I suppose, mate, the first thing is I'm glad they haven't just sort of dropped him like a rock, I suppose you'd say. They've actually sort of found a new spot for him as in a national high-performance coach advisor. So he sort of stays in the system. But you could see by his comments yesterday that he was disappointed. And when I look at, when I read those comments about differences in attacking strategy and sort of overall game philosophy, I thought, well, maybe that's why they're perhaps just lacking in a little bit of direction at the moment, our guys. So, from when we spoke, at the end of last year, about is there need for a change? And it looks like he's going to be the one that, I suppose, the scapegoat. I think that we found out since that meeting in December that that Checker actually put forward that there, that Bernie get moved on and change in that direction. So I just hope that now that there's, I suppose, a bit more clarity about it and clarity for the players. Because certainly, as you alluded to, TK, the attack and the attack coach was pretty poor from the Wallabies and has been for a little bit of time now. So if they can fix up that area, obviously it goes in an enormous way to, I suppose, making a difference in how they play the game.
Who's the obvious replacement, Burkey?
Well, that's the next question, Loz. In all forms of replacement, you always have someone sort of waiting in the wings. And we saw, Scott Johnson coming through. And look, I wonder how much influence he's going to have, which I reckon he'll have a great deal of influence on how the team will play and will attack. But, then you've got that sort of, two strong heads looking down the barrel of each other, as in Checker and Johnson, and will there be conflict again? So I don't quite know who's going to be there. There was talk of Scott Weismantle. He's over in the UK helping out Eddie Jones at the moment. He's doing Six Nations. They're doing incredibly well. In terms of like passing delivery going forward and taking advantage of space, so he's now committed to England, so he's not going to be around.
Well, we wouldn't have the money either for a guy like that, would we? I'm sure he's getting paid extremely well over there, wouldn't he?
And no doubt that's why he goes over there. These guys, to say we're coaches are just national these days is far from the norm. These blokes are international. They'll go, not so much they'll go anywhere. They're not mercenaries. They'll go anywhere to improve their, basically to get a job, So, they're losing out on players and coaches around the world. So who do they go to? I've heard that Darryl Gibson has sort of had a chat and gone that way to down Waratah's way, but it's certainly something they need to address quite quickly. Who are they going to go? Mate, I really don't know. But what we do hope is that something gets solved quite quickly. I think it'll be Jono. I think Jono will come in a short-term role and come and occupy that space to say, hey, this is the way we're going to attack. Because, if we're going back on that word, differences in attacking strategy, you've got to get on the right page. And I think that we saw that the last couple of years hasn't been great at all.
Okay. So it'll be Scott Johnson, who's the director of coaching, and Eddie and Michael Checker's boss.
Correct.
Will be his assistant in the Wallaby setup as attack coach.
I think the attack coach for the short term interim, for the interim time, exactly right. Convoluted, but I don't know. I sort of don't know who else they've got there at the moment.
Not saying that's not the way it should be. I'm just saying it's a bit confusing. And my second bit to you, Burkey, would be, would Scott Johnson have made this decision or would Michael Checker have made this decision?
About Bernie Larkin?
Yeah.
From what I heard and sort of read,
yeah,
was that he put the recommendation through to on that December 10 meeting, way back. So yeah, then they had to find out, I think they had to sort of, you know, get the jigsaw puzzle into play. So, and that jigsaw puzzle, as you mentioned at the start, TK, is a shift sideways to him. So fortunately, he's not lost in the system because he's too, you know, he's too good a bloke, and he's obviously got some kind of nous to coach. And we don't want to lose him to an overseas club. So you want to sort of keep him in the system. But, you know, he was disappointed, no doubt. You know, the words that he said, you know, about, you know, what's happened to him, he's obviously, you know, disappointed. Would have loved to have gone through to the World Cup. So short term, I think that's what we're looking at the moment, short term.
Would Cech do it himself, though, Berkey?
Well, I think that's where, well... They're not going to ask the question, mate. Is a number? Is a back rower? So, like, is a back rower? I knew nothing about going to breakdown. So, is a back rower know the ins and outs of sort of playing, you know, backline play? So, I think you have to get specific in that regard. So, I don't think he can be the attack coach. I think from a coaching perspective, you know, as a coach, you sort of, you know, you're stepping in and out. You let the head coaches coach on an overall package, so to speak, and then you have your individual coaches, you have your forwards coaches, your lineup coaches, your scrum coach, and your backs coach to come up with a plan. And obviously, they butted heads last time, so they need to get someone and someone sorted quickly to be able to work out what the go is. So, you know, we talk about these systems, boys, and I put my hand up now and I'm guilty of it. You know, when we talk about, you know, the systems that they're playing and not working, I spent some time at Waratahs about a month ago, catching up with Chris Whittaker, who's back with the Waratahs crew, and they're going through their systems as they talk about, and I walked out of there confused. I walked out of there sort of, you know, this is a new age of coaching. And I was very much felt like I was, you know, a generation out, literally a generation out, the way they're trying to play the game. But, you know, I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. I think it just comes back to the basics, doing the basics well. But, you know, the way they're playing these days and the nature of how they're going, I walked out of there literally scratching my head, Loz. So, you know, from a former coach of your perspective, if you're out of the game for a short period of time, you're sort of, you know, so far removed from the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with that, Berkey. But you know what? I think sometimes you mention it, we try and change everything and it doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be convoluted and it doesn't need to be difficult. I think the simple plays are the best plays still.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, and getting the, you know, you look at that game the other day that England played against Ireland, it was just aggression, really. You know, so that's what it comes down to. If you win that battle, it doesn't matter what game you're playing. If you win that physical battle, you then get a start to actually play. So to be able to play, we have to wait and see as to whom they appoint as the, I suppose, the back coach or attack coach, you could call it there, because, you know, it doesn't really apply in just sort of first phase stuff. It means attacking around the park and how you're getting around integrating forwards and backs. So we have to wait and see as to whom they're going to choose there, because what is it? 8 months away from World Cup time. So, and July is our first Test match, I think, against New Zealand. So it's a quick turnaround. Have to get something sorted.
Yeah, four Test matches to get sorted out before the World Cup. Thank you, Matty Burke.